The Bush administration is considering removing non-navigable rivers, adjacent wetlands, and headwaters from the protections of the Clean Water Act. Ed Hopkins is a senior lobbyist for the Sierra Club. He says that change would create major problems for the waters still covered by the act.
If you allow the headwaters rivers to be polluted or to be filled in for development of one kind or another, it is certainly going to have an effect on the downstream areas. Those downstream rivers will get dirtier.
Hopkins says the Clean Water Act will become nearly useless if the change goes through. The Bush administration has announced its intent to seek the change, but has not formalized the proposal or started the process to change the Clean Water Act. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull.